We're joined today by Emily Osterkamp, the Southwest Minnesota Project Manager for Rebuilding Minnesota. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So first and foremost, let's talk about the event on Saturday, September 13th, that we're looking to get the word out about, looking for volunteers.
Looking for volunteers. Anybody that might have some spare time anytime on Saturday, but officially we'll meet at 8 a.m. on the corner of First Avenue and Snur Street in Lakefield. We are doing a project for some homeowners there, painting their kitchen, redoing their paint, their kitchen cupboards, and just giving their kitchen a little bit of a fresh look, along with some landscaping outside. Depending on how many folks we have, how much help we have, we'll be able to clean up their yard a little bit and just help our neighbors out.
How does that compare to other Rebuilding Minnesota type projects?
Yeah, we have a vast number of projects. So we kind of, I don't know, about three different categories of projects that we do. Our first one is home repair. So in that category, we are able to do projects like roof replacements and window replacements. And those obviously are not volunteer projects, but are done by contractors, local contractors in the area. And then we do some smaller things like ramps and safe at home. So those are kind of our other two categories where we're able to do grab bars for folks, do some fall prevention work inside of homes, and aluminum ramps. You might see some aluminum ramps in Jackson County or around the area. And if they have a little sticker on them that says Rebuilding Together Minnesota, those were done by us. So we're able to put those in for folks that need access in and out of their house a little easier.
What is that area?
Yeah, we're in the five-county area, so Jackson County, Cottonwood County, Nobles County, and Murray and Pipestone. So we are able to service all those counties through our application process, of which you can find on our website, RTMN, RebuildingTogetherMinnesota.org.
How has this role been treating you? How long have you been here?
I've been here since the end of March. I recently moved to the area, but I'm originally from Willmar, so I'm not too foreign to this region, and it's been good. A learning adjustment and a lot of projects that we've been able to get done this summer. So settling in and finishing out our summer of building season, and we kind of work like one summer at a time. So this winter we'll prepare for the next summer, using the grant dollars that we have available, and get as many projects for folks done as we can.
What has been most important to kind of getting up to speed, like you're talking about? What do you think is most important to that?
Definitely just getting to know folks in the community, getting to know folks that might be of the most need, and doing that through local leaders, through community members, connecting with folks like you and just other organizations that are helping out. We do a lot of referrals, so working alongside UCAP and other nonprofit organizations that are serving folks in all these different areas of their life.
What do you enjoy about the job? What gets you going to work each day?
I really enjoy meeting everybody, meeting the homeowners that apply to our programs, meeting with volunteers, setting up these volunteer days, and doing the volunteer days. It's a really, really fun, rewarding day to just get out, meet some other local folks that are looking to help out our neighbors, and just be of assistance during that one day a year. But yeah, I just really enjoy getting to go into people's homes is a really humbling part of my job, and just feel really honored to be able to do that. So that's probably my favorite, just get to know you guys.
So this Saturday, September 13th in Jackson County, a volunteer day for Rebuilding Minnesota. We can go through those details one more time.
Yeah. Saturday, September 13th, we'll be probably at this homeowner's home all day. So feel free to come for any amount of time that you might have, but we'll meet at 8 a.m., have some light breakfast and coffee, and serve lunch around noon. And we're meeting at the corner of Snur and First Avenue in Lakefield. So feel free to come out.
What's the best way or ways for people to kind of find out more about Rebuilding Minnesota and things like that?
Yeah, you can find out more information on our website. That gives a pretty general overview, rtmn.org. Otherwise, feel free to reach out to me directly. My phone number is 507-200-2015, or shoot me an email, and that's e.osterkamp, O-S-T-E-R-C-A-M-P, at rtmn.org.
And we'll include that when we share this online and all that. So thank you very much for coming in and sharing about the event and more.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Emily Osterkamp, project manager at Rebuilding Together Minnesota for Southwest Minnesota. Thank you out there for listening to this episode.